This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, fresh off being named to Hockey Canada's Program of Excellence, Spokane Chiefs GM Tim Speltz stopped by and talk about his new role. A Friday night means U.S. Division Hockey on Root Sports. Play-by-play host Ian Furness stops by to talk about some of the big all-U.S. Division matchups down the stretch. And fresh off a return from injury, branded Wheat Kings forward Jace Hauerluck is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll come by shortly. Well, Hockey Canada, in partnership with the CHL, announcing its Program of Excellence Management Group for next season, and it included Spokane Chiefs GM Tim Speltz, who will support Canada's World Junior bid.
It is a great honor and very humbling, in fact. And you know, I think the fact that I did have some experience last year with the U18 team and the Ivan Hoinka tournament definitely helps. I think I understand, you know, how Hockey Canada operates, and I think they know me a little better, so that's definitely going to help. But I think there is a great responsibility here. There's no question, and that started already with meetings. We've had some quick introductory meetings last week, and we'll meet again early in March. But they're very thorough. I don't think they leave a stone unturned. They're very prepared, and I look forward to being a part of that.
Well, the WHL has played such a great factor in the tournament over the last number of years. You look at all the help the WHL put into winning gold in Toronto and Montreal, and I know that you'll be a voice they'll be leaning on here quite substantially again.
Well, I think for Hockey Canada, I think administratively they do a fantastic job, you know, with the administration and giving you the resources to be successful. And now, you know, I think what they've done is bring in the management people to help with the operations of the team. Myself, Joel Bouchard, will do the U17, and then Dale DeGray will do the U18 team. And I think we can, you know, bring the experience of having operated with teams and been involved in the day-to-day, and hopefully that's the difference with us having success.
Tim, when you look at your role here with this team, I know it's Canada's back as far as winning gold, and that was big, and now I guess the pressure will be on to repeat. And you mentioned just a cog in the big wheel that is the entire production. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be an extra maybe skip in the step here with Hockey Canada after claiming gold at the World Juniors.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, obviously winning, I think, helps confidence for sure, and then there's no question. They should feel good about the win, and then everybody that was a part of that. I mean, I think it takes a lot to be successful at that level. I think years ago it was almost a given that Canada was going to have some success at that tournament, and I think now with the international hockey as strong as it is, there's nothing a given anymore, and I think everybody realizes that, so they should enjoy and appreciate that victory.
Now, you're based in Spokane, and you're seeing some of the top American talent come through. You think of all the American talent coming up. You got a great 16-year-old there in Kyler Yamamoto, who's already part of the USA hockey program. You know, the world competition is quite strong.
Yes, it is. And I think the programs, I mean, now I think every, you know, the nations have got the players, and now I think no different than Hockey Canada. I think their hockey federations are giving them the opportunity and the resources to be successful. So that definitely helps. So, you know, I think for us, when I look at our team, I mean, we're going to be looking to try to form the best team we can, and that will start with the coaching staff, and then once, you know, we get those pieces in place, you know, move towards our team. And I don't think, you know, as much as the other teams are all going to be competitive, I think our you know, goal and our direct interest will be on Hockey Canada and Team Canada.
When you look at potential roster players from the WHL, of course, there were some 18-year-olds at the tournament last year. I think of Braden Point right away with the Moose Jaw Warriors. But can the WHL play a strong role when you look ahead to potentially next year's team?
I sure think so. I mean, you know, again, I think the 96-born players are, you know, typically it's a 19-year-old tournament, and that will be the 96-born players. There's a number of players in our league that were active last year and participants in the gold, and we look forward to, you know, working with them again, we sure expect. And then there's also going to be, you know, I think players that, you know, from not only the West, but I think across Canada that will, you know, compete for this spot. So it'll be good to see everyone and get a read on that, and that'll happen through, you know, the next few months of, you know, the end of the regular season and playoffs, and then also, you know, the summer camp, which will be our first chance to evaluate players that are selected to be a part of the Team Canada training camp in the summer.
Before I let you go, I want to get an update there on the Spokane Chiefs. Of course, you're the general manager there, and it looked like, you know, you battled some injuries, just maybe getting healthy now. I know you're in that first wild card spot, but it's going to be a battle when you get down to the final month here, the regular season.
Well, there's no question about it, and I think for us, John, I mean, we just have to look at, you know, taking steps, and I think we slipped a little bit. There's no question about that with our injuries, and yet now we've got some guys back, so we've got everybody in their place, and it's almost like playoffs now. I mean, we have to prepare, for our last 14 games, and we have to be ready, and then we're going to have a certain level of success to qualify. We understand that. And I think that's, the way competition should be. But we're sure seeing, I think, the new playoff format is going to be fantastic for sure. And the Western Conference makes for some great races. And we have to keep our head above water here a little bit. And our goal and I think right now it's just to take some direct steps in the positive direction in the win column.
Well, again, congratulations on your appointment with Hockey Canada and the Program of Excellence, and best of luck and good luck down the stretch there, the Spokane Chiefs, in that final playoff push. Tim Speltz, thanks a lot for being a guest on WHL This Week.
Thanks, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Chase Howerla came back into Brandon's lineup, putting up 7 points in 2 games to be named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Bruce Lubke caught up with Chase after practice. Howerla, no doubt happy to get back in the mix after watching 13 games from the stands.
I feel like I've got a lot of energy to give, and when you're sitting on the sidelines, you know, that kind of builds up. You just want to play, and I guess I kind of released this energy this weekend.
Now, normally when you miss the time that you did, one would expect maybe a little bit of rust in your return to the lineup. Was there anything special you kind of did leading up to the weekend that you think allowed you to kind of jump back in there and contribute the way that you did?
Yeah, no, I was doing a lot of rehab while I was injured, conditioning and working out and just trying to stay in game shape and practicing with the team, you know, a week before I got into my first game, which definitely helped a lot to get back into game shape, but still felt a little, you know, winded out there my first game, but I felt as the game went on and the next game, I felt right back into it.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Road Sports brings you Friday night WHL hockey in the U.S. Division. Tri-City battling Spokane this week, and a big Seattle-Portland game Friday, March 6th. I spoke with Road Sports play-by-play host Ian Furness, asking him about the Spokane-Tri-City matchup.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of being part of it for a while. I worked for a few years for the Tri-City Americans, and so I saw it up close in the old Moon Street Barn, the old Coliseum, and then when they opened up the Spokane Arena, and you know, it doesn't matter what the venue is. The two teams have always had a great rivalry, a true disdain for each other as well, which is fun. It makes it even more interesting. And, I'll be honest with you. I'm partial to the rivalry because I've been a part of it. I think Seattle-Portland's a great one. Seattle-Everett's a great one. But Spokane and Tri is special. And the best part about it now is the fact that the two teams are going toe-to-toe right now for the wild card spots. And obviously, I think maybe, you know, no one would ever admit it publicly, but you're trying to avoid Kelowna, obviously, in the first round and everything else. So, or not in the first round, but yeah, in the first round, I guess. But, it's just a great rivalry, great matchup, and that's kind of what we have this year.
When you look at the two teams here, they both battled injuries. I think Spokane's getting healthier. But Tri-City, both their goaltenders out right now, so they're a bit behind the eight ball here as they try to push for a playoff spot.
Yeah, you know, and we had our game last week, Everett played host to Tri-Cities, and that was a great game. It went to a shootout, and really the reason it was a great game, the reason it was going to a shootout and Tri-City eventually won in the shootout last week was because of Comrie and the fact that he's, you know, not sure. It's like all hockey injuries in the WHL, upper lower body injury, whatever the case might be. That puts a big strain on them. I mean, really, with Sartow out, it appears too. You're talking about a team that's going down to its third and fourth string netminders, and that's really difficult, especially this time of the year. Tri-City, I think Mike Williamson has done a great job. You know, Coach of the Year goes to guys that win division titles and things like that, but the injuries, the younger roster, what Williamson's had to do with Tri-City this year is really remarkable in my mind. I think every coach in this division's fantastic. The coaching's never been at a higher level, but what Mike's had to endure and try is pretty special, and can they Can they hold on to the wild card spot? Can they catch Spokane? Those are the storylines the last few weeks.
Ian, next Friday, March 6th, this could be a playoff preview, and it would be a heck of a playoff series. You go into Portland, it's that rivalry we just talked about, the Winter Hawks and the T-Birds. This should be a great matchup here next Friday night.
Yeah, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, John, but I know that Seattle has done well against Portland this year, which, you know, teams don't do well against Portland. You know, and Portland just reloads. But Seattle's had some success. In fact, our first game that we did locally produced on Root Sports this year was Portland at Seattle. And Seattle led 3-0. They were on the verge of blowing these guys out. Portland came storming back, tied the game at 3. In fact, it was funny, we had Nick Catan on between the first and second periods. They said, yeah, we'll get one here and then get a couple more and be fine. He was right, and it was 3-3. But then Seattle scored the final three goals of the game in a remarkable game, a 6-3 Seattle win. If these two teams play in the first round, I think it's a pick 'em. I don't, you know, the standings and everything else say one thing, but if they play in the first round, I don't know how you could go one way or the other picking these two teams. They're really closely matched. I think it's safe to say Portland's got more high-end talent up front. I think Seattle's D-core is a little bit better. And at the end of the day, it's going to be who's better. Is it Aiden Hill or Cozen, who's a better goaltender for those two? So I'm not sure who to pick, but I can't wait for that game there in Portland.
Ian, you just talked about being in Everett, and the Silver Tips will actually be back on Root Sports for the final weekend of the regular season. Friday night could be a real big game in Victoria for the Silver Tips as they try to, as we talk anyways, leading the U.S. division, but lots of footsteps behind the Silver Tips right now.
Yeah, they're trying to hold on. They're trying to win that final division or that first division title since 07. And you know, they've kind of been a front-running team. They've been up there for a long, long time. You know, Portland's on their heels. I know that, you know, it's funny because there's guys in Seattle, you know, have been saying, hey, don't count us out either. I mean, we're still kind of hanging around. I don't know, John. I mean, I guess that maybe every year we say this, and so it's cliche-like, but I don't remember it being this tightly bunched. I think we all kind of felt like Kelowna was going to be untouchable. At times they've looked that way. But if you look at the Western Conference as a whole, and you look at that U.S. division, you know, maybe the two wild card teams will have a real tough go of it, but I would never count out a Don Akbauer coach team. And if Comrie is able to play in the playoffs, you can't, you know, he's a guy that could steal a series. This is as tightly bunched, as highly competitive as a long time. I love the new playoff format. I think it's easy for people to understand after an initial glance, and I think it's going to lead to some great first-round matchups, especially when you're playing inside your division for the most part.
And that was the whole point of it, right? Ian Furness, you're there every Friday night on Root Sports with your partner, Kevin Sawyer. We look forward to the next few matchups here ahead. Should be a fun time for you guys there in the booth.
Thanks a lot, John.
And that's this week's show. Want to say thanks to Bruce Lupke and Brandon, as well as our guests, Tim Speltz and Ian Furness. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.